And people would just smile at me, so nice, so friendly, and all this crap. Forget it. And that's only because of the feeling that I think white people have here that for some reason that at Antioch, Negroes deserve special treatment. Let me give you a better example. All the time that civil rights, all this business is going on, whether I was deaf and blind and completely unaware of everything going on, there are white people here who would ask me every hour of every day, what's the latest development on civil rights? It's just assumed that every Negro here first is absolutely connected with civil rights. This was brought up in the barbershop business. But even more than that, it's assumed that every Negro here is deserving of special treatment, that you have to look at him in a special way.
No, wait a minute, Preston. I can go to my hometown and ask, and people will ask me how the village is too, and they'll call me beatnik. I mean, it's the same thing. People think in generalizations.
People think in terms. This is what we're trying to get at. When I look at you, Julie Wilkins, I know you. But say if I didn't know you and I came in this room, I look at you as white, and more often than not, you look at me as Negro, and I have my general concepts of you as being white, and I have my little dictations of what white people are.
So what?
And that's right. And this is what we're trying to get at. Well, a lot of us claim this is bullshit. You know, like we're going this is a depressed area. This is this type of area. And you always, this is like James Conner mentioned in his book Slums and Suburbs. That people don't like to mention the word Negro or this, that, and the other. They always try to get around it. This is one thing I hate about northern white people. They always try to just veil up all the prejudices and say this isn't prejudice. I have my prejudice against this because this is a lower social, this is a lower economic area. But it comes right down to one thing. You're white and I'm black. And
no,
look at each other and
no,
black.
No, you're wrong.
But,
Chris, you
can't understand
your own prejudice by calling me prejudice. I don't give a damn whether you're black, white, or green. I notice it, yes, because I've been brought up with the vocabulary.
In other words,
and then listen, you notice it because you have eyes.
But if you're...
Yeah, and this...
And you're a bastard, I can't stand you. If you're a nice guy, you're a nice guy and you're my friend. If you're fresh, it annoys me. If you're polite, I'm intrigued. I notice that Carol is blonde. I notice that Pat is a brunette. I notice some people are fat. But this does not dictate how I feel about them.
Well, hang on a second. Wait a minute. We have a whole mess of little illustrative undefined terms floating around. When this girl who left was talking, she noticed that when she went on the other side of the track, she definitely did feel it. Only we never did find out what it was. And now we're talking about Negroes versus ordinary persons. Now, what the point is that... Hold it. That we do think along these undefined generalities. Now, I don't want to attach a value judgment to them. I mean, you know, this early in the discussion. But let's just think about this. When I was a kid, in my Crayola crayon books, you know, skin color was my color. There's a bluegrass song that we don't sing anymore. And it goes, there'll be no distinction there, there'll be no distinction there. For the Lord is good and the Lord is right, and we'll all be white in that heavenly light. So if you understand, and this is the people's idea of, I think, integration. Everybody's going to be white and everybody's going to be the same. And even if we're not the same, the sophisticated, the intellectual sophistication, quote unquote, that we have here in Antioch is, okay, people aren't the same, I notice a difference, but this doesn't affect my value judgment because even if I'm prejudiced against Negroes this way, I'm also prejudiced against Indians and Orientals and other people.